Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Thank you for listening. There was a TV show last year that intrigued me. It's one that I found and really, it's one that personally impacted me. It's called God Friended Me. Now look, the premise of the show was not the greatest. It wasn't necessarily, you know, the best written show, but it was an interesting show. And in the show, the lead character had this created podcast. He called himself the Millennial Prophet. And I spent a lot of time thinking about the impact of religion on my life, not in a positive or negative sense, but in the sense of, you know, was it the right thing at the right time? Was the right message brought? Was the right answer given to me? Did I look for the right answers? Because I find often, as we wander this life we lead, sometimes we look for answers in the wrong places. Sometimes we look for the wrong answers in the right places. And sometimes, worst of all, we look for the wrong answer in the wrong place and end up horribly, horribly lost, wandering in a drift in a sea of confusion. And I find myself connecting with that type of thinking. And that's kind of where the Millennial Falcon, Millennial Falcon is, of course, the Star Wars craft driven by Han Solo. No, the Millennial Prophet was talking about what it meant to be religious in the modern world. Because in the United States, you know, we see a significant split right now between the religious right and the rest of America. And it doesn't need to be there. You know, religion and tolerance should go together. People should find a way to be more tolerant, to be more accepting of the world around them. It isn't easy. I know that I find myself often struggling to accept the concept of where things are, what things are. But it's important. And that's kind of what that show kind of made me start thinking about. You know, this concept of what does it mean to carry a thought forward into the world? And so I kind of have come up with, you know, my own philosophy of what a thought is and why it's important. It's partially because my life, my technology world, what I do as a person, you know, is build systems to help organizations move information into the digital world, digital transformation, whatever that truly means. Depending upon which day of the week it is and who you're talking to, you'll get a different answer for that. Digital transformation is the precursor to what people have been calling where we are for a long time, the information age. Which isn't where we are right now, because if you think about it, if we're in the information age, there still wouldn't be paper forms. We wouldn't need paper forms. Everything would be digital. If we were in the true digital age, we would literally be able to utilize the forms on a cell phone and not have to, you know, do the resize and the pinch and grab and all the other things that we have to do, because we're not in the information age. We're in the digital transformation age. And part of the digital transformation age is ultimately this concept of, you know, how do we get things into the digital world that are currently in the physical or the analog world? And does that impact what we ultimately want to do with that information? And so that's where I kind of have moved into the world of, you know, what is tomorrow for the world of today? I know that my thinking has changed a lot since March. Because I know that, like most of you, I'm struggling a little bit with being locked in a house day after day after day and really not having that many opportunities to get out and go out. But also the other side of that, of course, is to realize that, you know, there's worse things that can happen. You know, my family could have been, you know, impacted horribly by that disease. It is not a particularly nice disease, nor is it a disease that even cares, ultimately, what your emotional state is, your personal state is. It just pretty much attacks. And so based on that, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this concept of, you know, what does it mean to be a technology agnostic person in the world of today, to be someone that thinks about the impact of spirituality on the life that they're leading. So I'm going to start a new series in my podcast. I don't know if I'm going to start it this month, next month, but just a series of me kind of thinking through what does it mean to be spiritual in the modern age. My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast.